From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Organization for Migration says more than 10,000 Iraqis have been displaced since the start of an operation to retake the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. So far, Iraqi government troops, Kurdish fighters, Sunni tribesmen, and Shiite militias have captured towns and villages surrounding the city. General Stephen Townsend, the top general leading the coalition military operation in Syria and Iraq, told reporters at the Pentagon via teleconference Wednesday that a Syrian rebel group will soon move to isolate the Iraqi city of Raqqa.
So we think it's very important to get isolation in place around Raqqa to start controlling that environment on a pretty short timeline.
The Syrian rebel group that will move toward Raqqa includes a significant number of Kurdish YPG fighters, something that is sure to anger key ally Turkey. But Townsend says the group is the only force capable of moving quickly toward the city. UN humanitarian chief Stephen O'Brien says eastern Aleppo has essentially become a kill zone, with more than 400 people slain and nearly 2,000 wounded in the past month. He gave his monthly report to the UN Security Council on the organization's ability to get assistance to Syria. He said he is especially concerned about the children caught up in the conflict.
These children do not have the luxury of waiting for another Geneva or Vienna or Lausanne to succeed. They need our protection now. And what happened to never again? What happened to our commitment to protect the most vulnerable, those who face mass atrocities?
O'Brien repeated accusations that the Syrian government and Russia are responsible for the bombardment campaign since the beginning of the conflict. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump Wednesday cut a ribbon to officially open his new luxury hotel a few blocks from the White House in Washington.
With the notable exception of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, this is the most coveted piece of real estate in Washington, D.C., the best location.
Campaigning in Florida Wednesday, Trump's Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, was not impressed by Trump's new hotel.
So, like with so much else that Donald Trump says, he says one thing and then he does something different. Many of the products in the hotel were made overseas rather than here in the United States, and he even sued the District of Columbia to pay lower taxes. That is the way that he does business.
Clinton leads Trump in nationwide public opinion polls 13 days ahead of the U.S. election. The Russian embassy in Madrid said Wednesday Russia has withdrawn its request to Spain to refuel warships expected to take part in an operation in Syria. Britain has expressed concern that NATO ally Spain was considering refueling Russian ships. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance will have to give a response to Russia's aggressive actions around the world.
NATO does not seek confrontation with Russia. We don't want a new Cold War and we don't want a new arms race. And therefore, what NATO does is defensive and it is proportionate. At the same time, NATO has to react when we, over a long period of time, have seen a substantial military buildup by Russia.
Jens Stoltenberg spoke Wednesday at the end of the first day of a two-day meeting of NATO defense ministers in Brussels. For the first time, the United States has abstained from a yearly UN vote urging the lifting of U.S. economic, commercial, and financial embargo on Cuba.
The result of the vote is as follows: in favor 191, against 0, and abstentions 2. Draft resolution A/71/L3 is adopted.
Last year, the international community was nearly unanimous in its call, with only the United States and Israel voting against lifting the embargo. This year, both nations abstained. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power told the General Assembly ahead of the vote, "The shift in the U.S. position is because the policy is not working," but she said abstaining does not mean that the United States agrees with all the policies and practices of the Cuban government. French authorities Wednesday declared the squalid refugee camp known as the Jungle empty. Large parts of the camp near Calais went up in flames on Wednesday as migrants set fire to shelters before being forced to leave. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.